Hello, good evening.
Hello.
My name is Marcos. Good evening, ma'am. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. It's a private market research firm. This evening, ma'am, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We're not selling anything and your assets will remain confidential, ma'am. With which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, Independent, or are you not registered in any party, ma'am?
Republican.
Republican. Okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you would vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday?
I will be voting Republican.
You are definitely going to vote?
Absolutely.
Okay. And ma'am, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballots or vote in person. With this in mind...
No, I'll be there.
You will be there?
That's okay. Right, on the day of election.
And what is your age, ma'am? 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
56 to 75.
Okay. Ma'am, and what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate?
Trade school, high school, and trade school. High school
okay.
graduate.
High school graduate. Okay. Ma'am, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. I'm going to start with the name of Kathy Townsend. Are you very favorable with her, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or you never heard of her?
Very. Very favorable.
Okay. And what about name Keith Pearson? Are you very favorable with Keith Pearson? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable,
somewhat.
Or you have never...
somewhat favorable.
Yeah.
I'm still looking into him.
Okay. And what about Ken Mascara? Are you very favorable
no.
with Ken Mascara?
Yeah. No, I'm not favorable at him at all, and he's gone. So why is Stephen on this list?
So that will be very unfavorable, correct?
That's correct.
And what about Richard Del Toro, ma'am? Are you very favorable with Richard Del Toro?
No, I'm not. I'm right in the middle because I still don't know a lot about him.
Okay. And what about Linda Bartz? Are you very favorable
no
with Linda Bartz?
Nope.
No.
No, I am at least very last choice on that one.
Okay. Okay. Ma'am, and what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson? Can you tell me a brief sentence and I'm going to go ahead and note it down for you?
I know he's currently the sheriff appointed by Ron DeSantis, and they want to trash him and like they do Trump, so I don't know. I don't know yet where I'm going because, you know, I understand Del Toro is a Republican, but I'm not sure about him. I still have questions.
Okay. Allow me one moment while I note it down.
Sure.
Okay, it has been noted down for you, ma'am. And ma'am, what is the first thing that comes to your mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro? Just a brief sentence and I'm going to note it down.
I'm hearing negative stuff about him. So I that's why I need to do the research into the sheriff candidates before I decide Pearson or Del Toro. I'm not sure which.
Okay. Give me one moment. Okay, it has been noted down for you. And you will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary elections for St. Lucie's County Commission District 3, if it were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? For Erin Ann Laurie or for Linda Bartz?
I will not vote for Linda Bartz. That will not happen. I don't know anything about Erin Laurie.
Okay.
But if she's up against Linda Bartz, I'll vote Erin Laurie.
Erin Laurie. Okay. And in this case, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Erin and Laurie? Would that be a definitely or probably?
I'm going to go with probably.
Okay. And now, ma'am, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 5, if it were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? For Audra Macon or for Kathy Townsend?
Kathy Townsend. In a heartbeat.
And would that be a definitely or probably?
Definitely.
That you would say that. Okay. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? For Richard Del Toro or Keith Pearson? Or President Michael D. Keith Pearson? Okay, and would that be a definitely or a probably?
Probably. I mean, if it was today, I know more about Pearson than I do Del Toro, but the things I hear about Del Toro are negative. So I'm not liking what I'm hearing about him.
Okay, and ma'am, in this case, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff? Do you strongly approve it, somewhat disapprove it, or strongly disapprove it?
Well, I think he is doing a good job, so I'm going to have to say strongly approve it because I don't know more than that.
Okay. And ma'am, I'm going to read you a list from the following list that I'm going to read to you. What have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson, you can indicate that as well. I'm going to read you the list, starting with saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home from Keith Pearson or a campaign volunteer, something else, or haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson?
I would say it's my local news, not TV, because I do not watch mainstream media news. It's going to be my local social media, you know, with my local town and the flyers that I get. I do see the negative commercials that they have on Keith Pearson. And, you know, I don't believe it. I also see, I've seen some things as far as Del Toro, from what I understand, I'm not sure. Again, I haven't studied enough on either one of them, but right now I would throw my hat, if I had to, for Keith Pearson.
Okay. And, ma'am, did what you see and read or heard recently, did it make you more likely or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well. The choices are, ma'am, and they much more likely made you vote for him, somewhat more likely made you vote for him, somewhat less likely made you vote for him, or much less likely made you vote for him, or did it make no difference?
I think because he was appointed by Ron DeSantis is the reason that I would be more likely to vote for him.
And would that be a somewhat more likely or much more likely to vote
somewhat.
For him?
Somewhat.
Okay. And ma'am, from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate that as well. I'm going to read you the list, starting with saw a television ad, received something else in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home from Richard Del Toro or a campaign volunteer, something else, or you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro.
Well, I would say something else because, again, it's my local social media and also, I guess, commercials on like YouTube, not anything from the mainstream, ABC, any of the alphabet. I don't watch any of that.
Okay. And ma'am, did what you see, read, or heard recently made you more likely or less likely to vote for Richard Del Toro in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? If it, the choices would be, would that be somewhat less likely, ma'am, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. And ma'am, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I would say conservative.
And would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Okay. And what is your main racial background? Hispanic, white, Caucasian, African-American, black, Asian, Asian-American?
White, Caucasian.
Okay. Ma'am, this concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your participation. And do note down, ma'am, that your opinions are super important. Thanks again for your help. I do hope that you and wish you a very good night, the day of the day, and a good rest of your days. Okay, Mom? You have yourself a wonderful night.
Thank you. You do the very
thank you so much, ma'am.
You're
thank
welcome.
You so much, ma'am.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, ma'am. You as well.